Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For 'twas full grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came and loved me. He loved me so he
beyond our faults, saw our needs, and sent us a messenger in this day. And because you have chosen, amen, the narrow way, the harder way, a huge portion of heaven waits for you. Amen.
Because you have chosen a narrow path, the hardest way.
Hallelujah! Amen!
Oh, that was a prophecy. Was a prophecy the angel told to the great messenger. That is what will grow. That is what will produce a great
roses. Hallelujah.
Oh, this path has many trials and many battles against the enemy. By His Holy Spirit, oh, His Holy Spirit will lead us. Perfect love. Oh, time remaining to walk in this path. We can already hear the chant. We can hear the chariot of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That he, my love, will live in me. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That he, my love, will live in me. The desire that he, my love, will live in me. That he, my love, will live in me.
Let's sing one more song. Let's sing that song. He's the Alpha and the Omega. I don't want him just to be the Alpha, friends. It's wonderful to hear what he did in the scriptures. It's wonderful to hear what he did back in history. But you want to raise him out of history. What a wonderful thing it is to know him as the Omega, that he's the same today. That if he saved people then, he can save them now. If he healed people then, he can heal you now. Whatever he did then, he's more than willing and he's more than able to do it now. So if you don't know him as your Omega, if you just know him as a God of history, I pray this would be your day, that he had come and he had give you a visitation, that you may know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's sing that song as we come to the word.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
You are worthy.
seated for a minute, saints. We just want to give everybody a warm welcome in Jesus' name. Brother Sammy, God bless you, brother, and his family. Brother Tom, Sister Sharon, and the family as well. The saints who have come from Banbridge, we do welcome you today. To anybody who's visiting today, we'd like to make you feel welcome. It's nice to see you here today. It's nice to see Sister Charlotte back from her operation. May the Lord strengthen her. Let us keep her in prayer as well. So today we have Brother Tommy McKinstry. To those who don't know him, Brother Tommy is the pastor of the church up in Banbridge, Northern Ireland. Brother Tommy has an evangelistic ministry, and the Lord has used him in some wonderful ways, especially out on the mission fields. And Brother Tommy is just back from mid-December up to almost mid-January from Kenya, from Uganda, preaching there, going to the convention. So he's come to give us a report and a testimony of the things the Lord did while they were there. So we really are looking forward to that. So we want to give him liberty and ask Brother Tom, whatever the Lord lays upon his heart, whichever way the Lord would lead him. And if anybody has a need, pay attention to what's being said. And may the Lord stir up a holy expectation in each and every one of us, that as you hear of the great things that God does in this day, but give you a desire as well to say, but I desire for him to minister to me in exactly that way. So may the Lord bless Brother Tom as we hand over to him in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I greet each and every one of you in the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it certainly is a privilege to be back again in the fellowship here in Dublin. And I really appreciate your pastor, Brother Andrew, and I know he's a man of prayer. And I know he's been, I want to thank him for praying for me on this last trip and the fellowship here for praying. And just this morning as I give a little report that when I've came back this time, it's hard to know what to say because people might think I've exaggerated because there's been so many things took place. Many people would think it's exaggerated, the things the Lord's done. And I really thank the Lord. I was given a tremendous prophecy over my life in 1991. And the prophecy said that I would go to the darkest continents of Africa and Asia, and that many people would be saved, and that signs and wonders would follow the preaching of the word. Amen. So I've always believed that. But I never had the opportunity to go to Africa until 2003, and that was around that time. Just before that, I'd met Brother Andrew, and it was through Brother Andrew that I got the first opportunity to go and fellowship there with Brother James and Joshua Mirandu, and we had wonderful times. I've been 5 or 6 times now to Zimbabwe, 4 times to Malawi, 2 times to Uganda, and now I had the privilege to go to Kenya as well. Now, Kenya's very different from Zimbabwe, and Uganda's very different from Kenya and Zimbabwe, but the Lord was working, and I really believe that something special is happening in Africa. And I don't know what's happening everywhere else. I just know that where we have faith, God will move. And I guess it doesn't really matter where it is as long as we have faith. And the word of God said for 2 or 3 of us gathers together in his name that he's promised to be in the midst. And Brother Branham continually referred to that scripture in John, a little while in the world seeth me no more, but ye'll see me. And we can be expecting to see God. And not just to see God yesterday or to see God in things in the past. We appreciate that. And we really do appreciate Brother Branham and so much for myself, because without the prophet in our day, where would we be? We would be in some dead chicken coop or in a broken cistern, but we heard the cry of an eagle. And something within us responded to that cry. And we came out. Some of us were in different places, but the word brought us out. The Spirit of God brought us out. We heard the voice of the seventh angel. And we came out and we came in. And we're expecting now to go up. Come out, come in, come up. And the Spirit and the Bride says in Revelations, come up hither. Amen. So we know that everything's just about ready, but we still have to come up hither. Amen. Now we're spiritually up now, because we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. But we're waiting for this body to change. Amen. And we're going to go to be with the Lord. And we have saw the appearing of the Lord. We know the Lord's appeared. We know we've saw the super sign, the Messiah sign. You know, brothers, that's the last sign promised to the Gentile church. We believe that. Amen. Nothing will supersede it. And that's a warning just before the Lord returns in the second coming of the Lord. But he appears before he physically returns to take us. And we've saw that, so what a wonderful time we're at this morning, and what a wonderful age we're living in. And we really are the most blessed people upon the face of the earth this morning. There's many people attending church, there's many people reading the Word of God, but they all are different. But we know that we are promised a more sure word of prophecy at this time. Revelation 10:7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God shall be finished, declared, revealed, made known. I don't believe there's any more to be put till it. I believe it's complete. And we only can say what's been said. We don't need to say anything more. That's enough. It's the word of God. And we know that when the prophet in our time had the experience to go beyond the curtain of time, and there was multitudes there, and he said, I preached what Paul preached. And the multitudes cried out, we're depending upon that. So the message of Elijah in this day turns us back, because the spirit of Elijah is a heart-turning spirit. Yeah. It turns us back. Hallelujah. To the apostolic faith. Amen. Now, when we go back to the apostolic faith, Brother Branham told us that if the branch ever puts forth from the original seed, if it ever bears from the original, I'll write another book of Acts behind it. Now we know that every book in the Bible is finished, but the book of Acts was never finished. And we know that it's called the Acts of the Apostles, but I call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the Apostles. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is still acting. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know there is a fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints. You know, the teacher can see things what the evangelist will never see. And he can dig in the word of God and bring it out. The evangelist, he might take it afterwards and run with it, but he'll never see it. But that teacher will see it, because he has that unique ministry. The evangelist will go somewhere and preach, and the people will get saved. Amen. And signs will follow it. He has that unique ministry. An apostle will be fit to start works, set them in order, establish it. That'll happen. because that's the ministry, and we believe that we can have prophets in the sense of Agabus. Agabus prophets. Like the gift of prophecy. Like the ministry of prophets, like Agabus. Now, we know there's not two major prophets on the scene at any one time. We know that is not scriptural. There is only one major prophet on the scene. But there could be minor prophets. So we believe that. But we believe in one major prophet on the scene. And we believe that major prophet, without question, was William Morion Branham. We believe that. And there's nothing going to change that. And there's lots of ministries could be similar or look like it, could be wonderful, but they're just not like that. It's unique. Unique. Unique ministry. You see, brothers, when I begin to tell you this morning what the Lord's done, I want you to understand that Brother Branham never operated with any of the nine gifts. I want you to know that. He said, I'm waiting on him to come. He possesses me. Watch what he said. When the prophet of God spoke, it was the Son of Man ministry repeated again. It was God himself in human flesh talking. Not just a gift of discernment or the word of knowledge. We appreciate all that. We know Brother Branham said that God never takes away, he adds to. But Brother Branham had something beyond those nine gifts. I believe that. Something above that. And he said, show me one time when it's failed. He said, it has never failed, for it's thus saith the Lord. He said, these visions, I've saw them from I was a baby. The first thing I remember was a vision. So, when I tell you some things, and I myself have had words of knowledge, God has told me some examples. There's a woman, something wrong with her neck, I'm going to heal her, and the Lord's healed that woman. That's a word of knowledge. God's different things like that, but I want you to know that what the prophet had was unique. But we can expect in our day that the bride of Jesus Christ will have a ministry. We can expect in our day that God will move with us. Hallelujah. We can expect that. Now, I haven't come to preach. And sometimes maybe when I try not to preach, you know what happens. But let's turn to the Word of God. Till 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. And maybe we could stand while we read the Word of God. And this certainly is some pulpit. It's wonderful. Amen. My. Amen. Plenty of room. Ah, oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, we appreciate the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And of power. Amen. If we could read also 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. How many knows God never retired?
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
What a wonderful God.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. It didn't come unto you in word only. We appreciate the word. We want the word. But it said it didn't come unto you in word only. But also in power. And in the Holy Ghost. And in much assurance, as ye know what manner of man we were among you for your sakes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before thee this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know this is a stone which the builders rejected, but it's now become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray that thou wilt move in a wonderful way in this place today. Lord, will you confirm your word? Help us with the testimonies. Lord, may you bring to my remembrance the things I've seen and heard, that I may be a witness to you. Lord, that you truly are, Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we are glad what Malachi 3 says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Lord, we know your word says that there'll be a book of remembrance written in that day, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord, when I make up of my jewels. Lord, I thank you that you're gathering your jewels together for the catching away of the bride of Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit amongst us today, that thou wilt heal, that thou wilt save, that thou wilt deliver. In Jesus' name I pray. I come against every work of the enemy, every foul spirit, every unclean spirit, every demonic spirit, every oppression in the flesh that would make your people sick or unwell. I come against that demon and devil in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke you, Satan. We know who we are. We are the church redeemed by the blood of Christ. And we're bought back with a precious price. Now, Lord, come forth, we pray. Let the God of Elijah come amongst us today. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. It's hard to, you know, there's such an anointing here. It's hard to, you know, to talk and give a report and not get preaching. And, you know, even when the pastor came to the platform, when he went past, I felt a wind, the Holy Spirit in here this morning. And I believe that some people think, well, we don't go on feelings. We know that. We don't go on the feeling. But brother, it sure does feel good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, the brother Branham said that we know tongues is not the evidence of anything. But he said, if you stay before God long enough, you will speak in tongues. So we know that feeling's not the evidence of anything. But when he comes near, we certainly can feel him. And it's wonderful. Praise God. Now, I was invited by Brother Dixon Kondogi to come to Kenya and Uganda with him earlier in the year, last year. He had many conventions to take, 3 conventions, 2 of them for 5 days, 1 of them for 3 days. And when he was last here, he asked if I would accompany him. And he asked Brother Connor as well from England. So Brother Alan was keen to go to Africa, but he wanted to go with me when he went. That's what he said. So this was an opportunity. I normally go by myself, but this was an opportunity for us to travel together. So I thought it'd be nice to have some company. So we set out for Africa, and we arrived in on the 20th of December 2011, and we put up at Central Park Hotel, and then from there we were going till Nakuru, till Pastor Peterson, where we had a convention there from the 23rd to the 25th of December. Now, the pastor himself did the opening service for this convention, Pastor Peterson. And he didn't know any of us. And he sort of set the tempo, and he read so many scriptures where it didn't come in word only. Some of them I've read this morning. And he set the tempo more or less to let us know that he wanted to see the power of God. More or less to let us know that he didn't just want to hear some quotations and some scriptures being read. They're wonderful. But he wanted to see the power of God in demonstration. Amen. But, you know, when God set out a challenge, he never fails. And, you know, Smith Wigglesworth said, your God all goes in your faith. You can have a small God and a big devil, or you can have a big God and a very small devil. It's up to you. So we went with the big God and a very small devil. We believe that God is so big that he fills this room. That the word of God said the clouds are but the dust of his feet. That the heavens can't contain God. So God's very big. And we know that when they see the devil at the end of this all, that they'll say, is this the fella that made the nations to tremble? Is this boy? Like he doesn't look big or too powerful. Is this him? So what Wigglesworth said, the way you have to determine it this morning, either you can have your God big or the devil big. I'd rather have God big and keep the devil small. Hallelujah. And your circumstances are the same. You might think your circumstances is very big, but there's nothing too big for the Lord. Nothing. Now, this brother started the convention. He preached a wonderful message. The faith was stirred up. And then we came the next day and I preached the first service. I think I preached the same message I preached here two ways. And many people came to the Lord for salvation. Now this convention started with 700 people. And over the 5 days it reached to 2,000 people. After the first day of service, or the second day, I'm not sure, but the pastor came to pick us very late. And I said to the brother, something's wrong. I feel there's something wrong. And that night, as the pastor's wife traveled home, and the family traveled home, they were hijacked at gunpoint. And his wife was tied up, and his children were tied up. And their car was taken, their bank cards were taken, everything they owned was taken away. And the sister managed to get the phone out and make a call. Then they found them late into the night. They say the police was involved in it. You people that's from Africa know better than me that how things work. Amen. You can pay people. And you don't need papers, really, if you've got some money. Money lets you through in places. How many knows that? Amen. So you see that police didn't know who it was that hijacked them. They didn't seem to know anything. But you know the pastor announced this the next morning and he said, in spite of all this, I'm going to continue on. Amen. And I believe God was pleased with that. Then the brother Overton, if there's people here from Zimbabwe, put your hand up. From Malawi. Malawi. You brothers, I'm sure, know Brother Overton. Is that true, brother? Yes, praise God. Well, Brother Overton's very unique ministry. And God used him in a wonderful way. And we soon learned as we traveled with Brother Overton that he doesn't preach. He just prays for the sick. He can tell you what your trouble is. He can tell you what you were praying this morning. He can tell you what you were yesterday. He can tell you just about everything. And he just talked on the platform and he turned to the pastor and he said, the car will be found. And it'll be returned. The money will go back in the bank. I don't know how, but it's going to happen. 2 days later, it was that way. Exactly that way. As the services began, God began to move. Each service we thought was wonderful, but every time it went higher. We couldn't believe, as we traveled to the next conventions, how it could go above what it was. And the Lord healed so many people. There was a man in that first convention, and he was spoken over and told, bring your stick in front of you, you're healed. And up he come with the stick in front of him, and he left it right on the platform. God healed him. Amen. And he walked home. Amen. There was a car outside the service, a vehicle outside the service. And the brother called for a woman in the vehicle outside. And he said, she's dying with cancer. She's out there. Bring her in. And sure enough, they brought her in. And she was almost dead, dying with cancer. And even stuff passed from her body right in the service. And he had saw her healed in a vision, completely healed. And he announced her healed, and God touched her. And she was told the cancer would go.
Amen.
These are the things, brothers and sisters, what's happened. Not one or two. I can't remember all of them. There are so many. In one service when I preached, 15 young men came to the Lord.
Amen.
Between 12 to 14 years old, they accepted Christ and came for salvation.
Amen.
During them services, two young boys were called. And the Holy Spirit told them that you've stole from your mother money in the house. Told them everything. And they repented and got right with the Lord.
Amen.
These are the things what was happening in every service. Brothers, it was so wonderful what the Lord was doing. I can't remember all of the miracles and the signs and the wonders. What happened in those services. They were told to bring their broken phones on the platform and cloths and anything what they could represent someone at home with or themselves and believe for fridges broken, microwaves that were broken, that they were going to work again. Now, I know many of us has never heard anything like that.
Amen.
But you see, who made the world? God. And everything we have come out of this earth.
Amen.
So it's no trouble for God to fix it.
Amen.
Now I can tell you here this morning that I know personal, Brother Dixon's phone was broken and the next day it worked.
Amen.
He never took it to a phone shop. It worked.
Amen.
They were prayed upon right across four tables filled to 2 foot high. With clothes and cloths and phones, and God moved.
Amen.
Now, we know they take aprons and handkerchiefs over the body of Paul. We know Paul's dead. We know Brother Branham has went to be with the Lord. But we know that Jesus has promised us he remains the same.
Amen.
He remains the same.
Amen.
We must believe that.
Amen.
Or we'll never reach God.
Amen.
We'll never touch God if we don't believe that. God moved in a wonderful way. And so many were saved and healed. And so many discerned with backaches, leg aches, headaches. They were sent home well. And then we traveled for from that convention, and we put up at Royal Palace Hotel to go to Mbali, the 26th of December, with Pastor Hiram Kajusa. Now, this brother Kajusa, he was something else. Amen. I'll tell you, he was something else. Quite an elderly man, but when we got to his place, he's building a little church. And at the back of the church, he had a little room where he had a bed that he would spend there with the Lord. And I knew when I entered in there, it was like I could see him praying. I knew he was a man of prayer. Amen. Now, never take your pastor for granted, because your pastor prays so much. And this brother, this pastor prayed so much. And let me just tell you some background. There was a woman that came to his services, a Pentecostal woman, and God healed her. Then she brought her daughter, which was blind. And the old pastor was praying, "Now, Lord, what is this? Here you brought a young girl that's blind amongst us. What can we do?" The church of God had questioned the husband of this woman because he was training to be a Pentecostal preacher in a college. But they wanted to know why his wife had went to a message church. Well, she said, "Because I got healed there and I didn't get healed there." Amen. So this was going on ever before we got there. So now we reach there, and we reach the time for the convention. And the convention was the 28th. Now the first convention was 5 days. This convention was the 28th to the 1st of January. And what a convention we had. After the first night, while we were having tea, I felt a spirit go past me. I can't explain that, but it wasn't a good spirit. And just after that, the pastor himself took deathly ill. And he looked like a man dying. We prayed for him. We laid hands upon him. And the next morning, we started service. He wasn't there. And we were wondering what was happening. Then he walked in well. Amen. Completely healed. Amen. He said the devil had made a mistake, brother. Amen. He said the devil had jumped on the wrong one. Amen. When he jumped on him. Amen. He said he didn't know what had happened to the devil, but the devil had got waylaid or sidetracked and jumped on him by mistake. He said, "What a mistake he made." But he believed it. Now, you can work like that, or you can say, "Well, boys, I'm bad and the devil's," you know, like this song, "Chop, kick him down, then on Monday, he's kicking you down. Chop the mama down." But this old boy, I'll tell you what, he had faith. And the service started, we preached. I got very excited in one of those sermons. I think I almost jumped the pulpit. I was preaching and telling about where David said I could run through a troop and jump over the wall. I was reading where Brother Branham said, "Why did Miriam dance? And why did Miriam get so excited when God closed the Red Sea?" The prophet said she got so excited because the taskmasters that had whipped her and that had beaten her and for years, for 40 years, that she saw that big one with a whip in his hand sinking under the water to be seen no more. Sure, she was excited. The enemy you see today, tomorrow you'll see no more. And she danced with a tambourine up and down the bank, praising the Lord. Now I'll tell you, we thought we had had a service at the last place, but we had seen nothing. And the service started out small, but must have reached well over 1,000. First thing you know, there's two women come in there with a lunatic. And they're out of their mind. And one of them tries to disturb the service, and they try to hold her. But the brother told, let her go. And he spoke over her. You wouldn't think there's any change to look at her. But he said, tomorrow she'll walk in perfectly well. Amen. The next evening, she did exactly that. Healed by the power of God. Amen. There's another woman, he said, you will sing with the rest of them tomorrow. Now these were out of their mind. The next day she sang at the front with the rest. Amen. The brother woman told me, said, God has showed me. There's a man here that's had a stroke and he's paralyzed down one side. He's going to be healed. And sure enough, the next evening, he called the man right at the back. And he asked the deacons, could they help him on with his coat? He couldn't put his coat on by himself. He was paralyzed in one side and had a stick. And he said, lift your left hand, and he lifted it. He said, lift your right hand, and he lifted it, not knowing he was paralyzed. Amen. And then he said, lift your left leg, and he lifted it. Lift your right leg, and he lifted it, Amen. Not knowing he was paralyzed. Hallelujah. And he said, walk to me and hold a stick in front. And he walked with a stick in front, right to the front. Amen. Completely healed by the power of God. Amen. The biggest stir was when that young woman came. And he said, what color of eyes do you want? What color of eyes do you want? And God opened her eyes.
Amen.
And you talk about a stir. We had to go. We were going till other meetings. But they rang us. They told us. There's a whole stir in the village. This woman that was blind. This young woman can see. Another young one, deaf. God opened her ears. Her ears opened. She began to hear. Could never hear. Began to hear. Began to preach God. Brother, I'll tell you, God's real.
Amen.
These are the things that was happening. There was a young man called. He was told, you're going to kill yourself. Stand up. And he stood on his feet. He told him, you're going to kill yourself. You have slept about with girls here and there, committing fornications, living untrue, unclean. He said, it's all true. He said, you have AIDS, HIV positive. But he said, the Lord's forgive you and heal you.
Amen.
Will you accept it? Will you ask him to forgive you? And he prayed and was prayed for. And he said, now go, you're healed. Go to the doctor. The next day he went down to the doctor and came back with a certificate.
Amen.
HIV negative.
Amen.
That's what God can do in one service.
Amen.
One service. God's more willing to work than we are.
Amen.
God is willing to move where there's faith. You know, shall he find faith on the earth when he comes? That young man was healed by the power of God. During that same service, there was two women came from Pentecostal background. They had been told there was two white men giving out medicine. So they came looking for two white men giving out medicine. So many were being healed. They said there was two white men giving out medicine. Of course, that was me and Brother Allen. We were two medicine men. But they came. And the deacon said, yes, you can get medicine here. Come in.
Amen.
And they came in. Now this young girl, she had big large earrings in. She was very distinctive. And she was almost due to have a baby. And the Holy Spirit picked her and talked to her. And told her that you've lost your baby the last time. That you have a problem. And you keep miscarriaging. But the Lord's healed you today.
Amen.
And told her whole life, and you won't miscarriage again. Because the Lord's touched you. Then the Spirit called this woman beside her. And the next thing, told her, yes, you're her mother.
Amen.
And you have trouble with your legs, and you have trouble with your back. And Here's what's wrong with you. Will you believe God? You healed. And I'll tell you, she was healed. And she got up and praised God and magnified the name of the Lord. Brother, these are the things was happening in every service. I got to see the man that was shot through the face, a soldier. Shot through the face. 5 bullets passed through his body and he lived. His face was, I couldn't explain his face. Blown away. But they had prayed for him the last time they were there at this Pastor Caduceus. Brother Dixon and Overton had been going there. This was the 6th time. They had prayed for him before. Now this time they hardly recognized him. Such was a change upon him. A miraculous life. They came 3 times. He was hijacked as a soldier. Everyone died with him. He lived. 3 times. That's God's grace.
Amen.
You know, it was wonderful. We then traveled from that service and we were really, I can't explain how it was because so many people came outside of the services and were healed. So many testimonies. Hundreds. Hundreds of testimonies. And those are the highlights. I'm telling you, the blind saw, the deaf heard, the lame walked in every service. Cancers were healed. AIDS were healed. Many other things were healed. Leg trouble, back trouble, arm trouble. Even people, one woman, she could hardly see. Her glasses were so thick, she was healed. She sang from a small writing the next morning to prove God had healed her. And she sang a wonderful song with no glasses. And God healed so many people. And they took their glasses off and they never needed them again. That's what God did in them services. So we wondered, how can it go up from here? You know, how can you go beyond that? It was like the book of Acts again. You know, you read that they went up to the gate at the hour of prayer. They saw a man lame. And they said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have.
Amen.
We need to know who we are.
Amen.
We need to understand that we have something.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The bride has to prophesy again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The bride will have a ministry.
Amen.
It's the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The same Christ. Hallelujah. We traveled on from there. And this pastor, Caduceus, wanted to come with us. Several brothers wanted to come with us. The crowd was getting bigger. And there was a pastor, Bolas, he came to meet us. Now this brother, Bolas, is from Uganda. And he is a Voice of God representative in Uganda. And he pastors a little church called Little Flock. And Little Flock became Big Flock. Over 3 days.
Amen.
From Little Flock to Big Flock.
Amen.
And Pastor Bullis came. And when he came, he hadn't told his wife. But he had been to the doctors. And one of his kidneys had stopped working. He wasn't going to the toilet properly. He had diabetes. Brother, he had a list of stuff. And he wasn't there a day until the Holy Spirit picked him.
Amen.
Told him everything.
Hallelujah.
Told him he's healed.
Amen.
And that night he said he went to the bathroom normal.
Amen.
Completely healed.
Amen.
Brothers, these are the things what God's doing today.
Amen.
You know, the brother Overton told me of a man that had cancer in his lower parts. Listen to me now. And the cancer ate his lower parts away. Nothing left. And they told him, there's nothing we can do for you. Just go home and your wife will nurse you till you die. But the Holy Spirit told him, you're healed.
Amen.
This is true, brothers.
Hallelujah.
And one evening he went to the bathroom and he screamed.
Amen.
And he called his wife. He said, you better come quick. Look, God gave him brand new parts. Are you following me this morning? Hallelujah. Brand new parts. The old was gone, eaten away with cancer. But God gave him new parts. God made man. Brother Branham said that spoken word would be amongst the bride. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He said the time would come when limbs would be created. And God created parts for this man. Hallelujah. These are some of the things that's happening today. This brother Bullis' kidneys was healed. His legs were healed. His diabetes was healed. The diabetes is something that we saw healed so much. So much healed from diabetes. Healed from it. And we traveled then. Now the company was bigger. There was us four. Myself, Brother Allen, Brother Dixon, Brother Overton. And I could say Brother Allen preached some wonderful messages to fire people up. Amen. And Brother, I hadn't saw Brother Allen preach before, but boy, he ran all over every church we went to. Amen. All over the place. Amen. And he preached a message, you know, when we I'll tell it in a moment, but we traveled, the brother Kajusa and I was traveling with us, Pastor Kajusa from the second convention. And this brother Bolas had come to pick us, and he was traveling with us. And there was a brother, Anthony Nalika. You know that brother? Brother Anthony, he's from Malawi. Brother, he drives a nice big Jeep, big Toyota Jeep. And he's well to do, he's got a good job. He came. And he was really so good to us. And we traveled till Uganda. And while we traveled, we stopped at Tora to have some lunch with Charles Adipio. Now, I can't remember all these names. This has been wrote out for me, and I can't half read it either. But we put up there, and we eventually put up at a little place. It was like a Christian place where they had rooms. And they called the rooms Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I got put up in Matthew. And somebody else got put up in Mark. And somebody else in John. You know, that's the way they were. And the scriptures on the walls. And it was nice, you know. But as we traveled then, we put up on Monday to go to Bagura. And we preached for a brother there. In Bagura, I can't remember his name, a pastor there. And this pastor was having trouble in his church, but we didn't know that at that time. And there'd been a split in the church. There'd been so many things that his grandmother was a witch. She tried to put a spell on him. He didn't want it. It was coming on his children. So many things were happening. But you see, when the Holy Spirit comes on the scene, you don't need to tell him beforehand. Amen. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? No. Amen. He knows everything before he starts. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Alan was to preach, sir, but he didn't feel to preach. So they asked me to preach. And I'm the type of a fella that believes if you go as a missionary, you must be ready to preach on every occasion. Amen. So I was ready. Amen. Hallelujah. And I preached a message called The Seven Victories of the Blood of Jesus. Amen. And you know the last one is, Brother George, victory over all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And boy, I preached it. And during that, the interpreter, I didn't know what he was talking about. But I had to stop him and tell him, you never said what I said. And I said to the pastor, is it true? And he said, it's true. He didn't say what you said. Amen. I said, well, he better say what I'm saying. So get him to say it like I said it. Hallelujah. And then he brought him back on it, and he interpreted it and had to be said like that. You know, you have to be careful, because the Holy Spirit told me one time that He'd given me the language without learning it.
Amen.
And I've saw it several times already. So you have to watch, especially the Zimbabweans, because sometimes I can know what you're talking about. I can't talk Shona, but sometimes I can know it. I can't explain it, but it happens. Hallelujah. So, you know how you get in Africa and they think, well, we'll talk in our own language and He'll not know what we're talking about. Well, you see, there's no barrier with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I remember one time at Joseph DeCozy's, they were having a big discussion about the voice of God, and him and Wilbert Mishandu and the brother Calvin Magro that's went to be with the Lord, and they're having a big discussion, and brother Nebot, and they talked away in Shona, and so I joined in the middle. They were shocked. And told them all what they're talking about.
Amen.
And they were surprised. Then they said one to another, we better watch what he's about. So when they went to Malawi, we traveled, to Malawi from Zimbabwe, they just decided we'll just talk in Zimbabwean. So after a while, I started to know what they're talking about. But it leaves you after a bit when you're not in that atmosphere.
Amen.
But if you can get in the atmosphere, anything can happen.
Amen.
Just if you're in the right atmosphere. Amen. Just like some of you people, maybe, that you tell around here, I don't know much English, and then all of a sudden, you are knowing English. That's right.
Amen.
You see, it'll come, it'll happen. Just get in the right atmosphere.
Amen.
There's a gypsy, back up at Newry here that could see him one time. And he couldn't read one word. Nothing. Never went to school. And God told him, you get a Bible and I'll let you read it. And he got a Bible and he read it perfect.
Hallelujah.
And he could never read before. But God let him read.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I preached in this place, Bugura, and it was tough. There was spirits moving. I knew it. And I called for salvation, and hardly anyone would come, and I called again. Then a lot of people stood up to be born again. And the pastor said, no, sit down. You are all saved. And I said, well, brother, you explain it to them, and then if they think they're not saved, they're born again, tell them to stand. But some of them remain standing.
Hallelujah.
And I led them to the Lord.
Amen.
And then we called the brother Overton to minister to the sick. And brother, you talk about an explosion. One man came on a tree. Not a stick, a bit of a tree. Like chopped out from a tree. Like this. Like a bit of a tree, and he came and he could hardly walk, and his whole life was told him that he had been involved in a car crash, and his head was hit and his leg was damaged and everything, and the spirit told him, just leave that bit of a tree here, you'll not need that again. Off he went walking, and he said, give him room. The place was packed.
Hallelujah.
And he walked down through them praising God and rejoicing.
Amen.
Then there was some boys called what had been stealing from the parents. They were called. Can you imagine services like that?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Children called out and dealt with.
Amen.
Stealing from mommy's purse.
Amen.
See, the Holy Ghost sees everything. And then, brother, this woman manifested. Witch. And a strange thing, when I'm an African, I feel led to preach in the blood. Usually the devil gets upset. There's always a manifestation.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
And this witch manifested and went round the floor like a helicopter trying to fly. And then she touched another one and she manifested. She touched another one, she manifested. So now there's three of them. And they knocked chairs over, they knocked pews over, and they couldn't control them, and the brother said, leave them. And he spoke the word of the Lord over them. And you know, brother, what God discerned out? That young woman was the pastor's daughter. And that was a spell from the grandmother. Would have tried to put it on the son, but he refused it, and it came on the granddaughter. And some of the things, you know Africa more than me, but there some things that hang in the house which represent witchcraft. The spirit called it all and told him, look, you better go home. There's things hanging in your ceiling. Throw them out. Get rid of them. And all this come out, and God healed this man, these three witches, and the demon screamed out and said, we know you. We know you. We'd never been there before, but the demon said, we know you. Then after a while, the demon said, Daddy, we are defeated. Daddy, we are defeated. And as the service developed, the Spirit showed there was a split in the church. And they had went behind the pastor's back, certain individuals, to try and start their own work and do this and do that. And the Holy Ghost revealed it all.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost said, this man's a man God's called. This pastor. Stay with him. This other will come to naught.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me say, it's always like that. Brother Branham said, God will give you a revelation.
Hallelujah.
Who your pastor is. Stay with him.
Amen.
He'll take you in.
Amen.
Stay with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You believe that?
Amen.
How many know the highest office in the church, the pastor?
Amen.
The prophet said that. I believe it.
Amen.
Thank God for them. And God revealed it all. And these boys were told, if you don't put right, every one of you will be called out. And don't you think it couldn't happen, because it happened. And then the Holy Spirit called the pastor and told him, you've been having trouble. And that leg of yours, and told him which leg. That what was wrong with his leg. And that God had healed him. And then the pastor's son was, they wanted to sign him up in England as a famous footballer, you know. And he wouldn't let him go, and he was in bondage. But God set him free, and he jumped. Boy, he jumped. He was free. And he jumped. God set him free. And so many young people were called that were committing adultery, fornication, canoodling, as I call it, before marriage. And the Holy Spirit picked in the mind and called them. And the front of the church filled. You see, this bride must be holy.
Amen.
You see, people say, well, I have never received the Holy Spirit yet. Have you been sanctified first?
Amen.
You have to get justified, sanctified, then you're a candidate for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Brother Branham said the reason that Acts 2 doesn't work the way it should work for some people is because they don't meet the requirements, God's requirements.
Amen.
We must come clean and clear and holy.
Amen.
And the Spirit called them. And they come. And I was surprised how young some of them were. They were playing about with those things. And they were rebuked and they repented and they got right with God. And they were told, don't do it again. And you know, when we finished, the pastor came to the platform and he said, brothers, in this church, the people that was called here, some of them was related to me. And he told about his grandmother putting the witch spell, trying to put it on him, and how it followed the family. But that day they were free of it.
Amen.
And then he said, just a month ago, I came in here in crutches and my leg in a cast. And the Holy Spirit told it. Everything. And those are the sort of things that happened. Then we traveled Tuesday to leave for Jinja. And we put up at Africa Rise on the Wednesday. And all preached in Jinja at a Stephen Abulla's church. Stephen Abulla in Uganda, in a place called Jinja. And Brother Al preached on fire in the middle, and the fire fell in the middle.
Amen.
And he ran all over the front of the church.
Amen.
And boy, they weren't sure what to make of us at the start. And they were hesitant to worship and praise God and enter in. And they had a lovely, big, fine building. And Brother Donnie Reagan's church had paid for it and built so many churches, or I believe at least 20 churches. And we thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Maybe people don't know that, but we thank God for Brother Donnie Reagan and what he's did.
Amen.
In them places. And the power of God fell, brother. And the Holy Ghost began to move. And called one man. He'd been to the doctors. And he had diabetes. And he had other things. And they told him he's healed. And when we got outside after the service, he said, "Brother, look in that bag. I've just come from the doctor. Look at the medicine I have." But he don't need it now. Didn't need it no more.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit called out relations to the pastor. And he couldn't believe it. He was blown away. It was all true. And the Spirit of God really moved in Ginger. Then we went from that service. Brother Stephen was very good to us. He looked after us well and cooked us a fine meal. He lives in a lovely house. And that was maybe the smallest group we preached to, maybe 100 people. And then Thursday we left for Kampala. Kampala till Sunday, and Monday we had from Friday to Sunday 3 days of services in Kampala, and that was with a brother Bola, the voice of God man. So he had arranged a little convention in a little flock church.
Amen.
And boy, you want to see what happened in a little flock. God moved in little flock. And I preached, and I got preaching about the tabernacle, and Dixon preached about the tabernacle, Al preached about the tabernacle, and we never arranged it. But everybody was preaching about the tabernacle.
Amen.
Coming into the Shekinah glory. Coming into the presence of the Lord. And the meetings got bigger and bigger each day. Maybe they started at just a couple of hundred, and I don't know what they reached, maybe 500, 600. And God really moved in a wonderful way in Kampala. And people could see it. One service, there's four people came. One of them was an old man. I had the privilege to lead them to the Lord. And so many people were touched. And when I preached one service, and then a brother over to me would come to pray for the sick in the evenings. And this man was called. And he had been suffering from diabetes and some things. He was a Pentecostal man, and he had 5 churches that he started. And after one service, he came in the message, wanted baptized, and wanted to go with a message to these 5 churches after one meeting.
Amen.
God healed him, brought him into the light, and the power of God after one meeting.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he came to every service. He was enthused. Now, what I didn't tell you was, in the first convention, we had 50 different ministers in that convention. And some of them hadn't came together for years, but they came together for that convention and laid aside the different interpretations of the message. You know there's different interpretations.
Amen.
You know, I believe it was Perry Green said to Brother Branham. He said, "Brother Branham, I see 9 different interpretations of the message." Brother Branham said, "No, Perry, there's 10. 11. Perry was number 11. So he was the 11th one. I wonder if he came the day, how many there'd be. But you see, in the midst of it all, God loves his people.
Amen.
And moves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's so many ministers attended these services. And God really blessed them. And this service, this man came. I told him, Brother from Uganda, Leo. You heard me talk about Brother Leo when I went in 2010. He came, or Brother Buzz came. There was a young man came to most of the services, Gideon. What a wonderful young man he is. God's really used him in Uganda. He's 2 radio broadcasts. He started several churches. They believe he's an apostle. the Lord used this young man mightily. And God really moved in them services. And you know, one of the wonderful things about it was that during our time at these services at Little Flock Church, they had had two weddings during the daytime. And some of the people from the wedding were living in Canada. And they traveled for the wedding. And they were originally from some part of Africa, French speaking. It wasn't Congo, brother, it's another part. There was a nice brother there from French speaking part of Africa, a lovely man. And boy, I really liked him. And he took part in the wedding, and it was his brother's daughter getting married. And his brother's wife was there, and she screamed out during the service. And they carried her out. Then she calmed down, they brought her in again. But the Holy Spirit called her. She was desperate for the Lord. And God really did something with that woman. He told her whole life, set her free. Right in the service, and she just came for a wedding. So she got the wedding and got her problems fixed as well. Ain't that wonderful? And it was wonderful, that brother. I can't remember his name, but he's a lovely brother. French speaking. He knows all the brothers from Congo. And he was wanting to come across here sometime to Ireland. A real nice brother he was. And we had a nice time with him in fellowship. And so many people were called and healed during their meetings. I had sent Bibles to someone over there. They came. I don't know all the names. They emailed you and text you and everyone like that, you know. Then we had to travel back. And we were welcomed by Brother Arnold from your home church, brother. Small brother. And we stayed in his home. We had a wonderful time. We put up in his home. And his wife, you know, brother, she didn't feed us. She tried to kill us with food. She made so much food. And she, oh, you have to eat it, you know. And Brother Alan came home. He said he'd lost over a stone. I came home and I was still 19 stone. But she was so good to us, you know. And then there was a young boy came, friends of theirs. They don't go to Message Church. But they had a young son about 8, 9 years old. And he was like disturbed, you know, mentally disturbed from young. And they took him to Benny Hinn's meetings. They took him till, you know, all them big names, Potter or somebody. And all the big names. But they brought him and the brother over and talked with them. And we left the room to let them talk in private. And brother, I can tell you, when we came back, there was a change. Amen. And let me say this, that woman, when she came into the house, she was showing her top off. You know, wasn't dressed so well and everything like that. And when we came back, after he had talked with them, the Holy Spirit told them their whole lives and the problems, she put a blanket around herself. Amen. Nobody told her to do it. Nobody told her to do it. She did it. You know, I find around the Message Church, as we spend so much time preaching about her and preaching about dress, but I find when the Holy Ghost moves, they'll dress themselves. Amen. You won't need to preach about it. Amen. It's good to remind about it. Timothy, Paul told Timothy that. But when the Holy Ghost comes, and then I spoke a little bit just on that. That night there on God's phone number. How many remembers God's phone number?
Amen.
5015.
Amen.
Does anybody here know the number?
Amen.
Psalms 50 verse 15.
Amen.
Call upon me in the time of trouble and I shall deliver you.
Amen.
And you'll glorify me. Goodness, look at the time. Brother, I've talked of it. You know, the Lord's so good. God is so good. Now, I believe what God did there, God can do here.
Amen.
I might not have the gift to tell you everything about you, and I wouldn't even try it. But God does show me some things. But I can tell you that Mark 16 says if we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. God's word is real. God has proved his word. Let me tell you, there's a man called T.L. Osborne. And T.L. Osborne went out on the mission field. And he said he went out and he preached from the Bible. And the others preached from the Quran. And their book was black and his book was black. And they talked from their black book and he talked from his black book. And nothing happened. Then he came home and his wife said, "Look, Tommy," she says, "I've been down till one of William Branham's meetings.
Amen.
You want to come down there?"
Amen.
God really moves down there. We see the God of the Bible down there.
Amen.
Working. Lifting out of history. And he went to one service. One service. And God done something with him.
Hallelujah.
And when he went back out to the mission fields, he saw the blinded eyes opened. He saw the deaf ears stopped. He saw the lame walk.
Amen.
He saw the power of God moving after one service.
Amen.
If we're the bride of Christ, listen, you know when Brother Dixon came here some years ago, the brother brought a Catholic girl and God healed her. You remember that brother?
Amen.
There was another brother who used to come here. I can't remember his name. Quite tall. He'd spit everywhere for his foot. You remember that brother?
Amen.
And God healed him. Your brother Bishop's sitting here. Where are you, brother? At the back? Boy, brother, you're looking good.
Amen.
Ah. Ah, sister, you're feeding him well.
Amen.
And you know the brother's testimony. Now, what's your need today?
Amen.
The Lord's here today.
Amen.
God can meet you today.
Amen.
I want a brother to come and play something softly. And I want to give opportunity for those that want to touch from the Lord. I want you to be praying where you're sitting. I want you to be reverent before the Lord. I believe we could speak the word.
Hallelujah.
But I also believe we can lay hands on.
Amen.
And how many know that Brother Branham many times did what they call the quick line?
Amen.
He didn't stand and talk with them. He just touched them. In the name of the Lord, and they were healed. Can you believe that this morning?
Hallelujah.
That we could have a quick line.
Amen.
That you could come and don't tell me your problem.
Amen.
Tell the Lord your problem.
Amen.
Tell the Lord what's wrong with you. And I'll lay my hands on you in the name of the Lord. Would you believe God to heal you?
Amen.
You see, nothing can happen except, listen, the angel told Brother Branham one thing. He said, you must get the people to believe you. Then nothing will stand before the prayer. If they believe you, and you must believe, when hands is laid on you, and these signs will follow them that believe.
Hallelujah.
These signs will follow. Let's stand our feet for a moment and close our eyes. Is there somebody here today? Just close your eyes before the Lord. And you're not saved. Never had a birth. Born again experience. God. We have felt the peace of God. Peace clears your mind. Clears your heart. If you're here today and you want Christ, will you lift your hand to the Lord? God bless you, son. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Praise God. Just for your standing. Those that want that real peace, I'm going to pray a prayer. And I want you to repeat that prayer after me, especially this young man. Repeat the prayer. Thank God. You're never too young to come to the Lord. My uncle was saved at 9 years old. My cousin was saved at 5 years old. they're serving the Lord today. I want you to pray this prayer after me. Repeat this prayer. Heavenly Father, I call upon you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Save me right now. Forgive my every sin. Forgive my every stain. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Make me whole. I confess you with my mouth. I believe in Jesus with all my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, your word says that it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I accept you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's keep our eyes closed. Praise God. I'm going to ask that.
so good to me. God is so good. He's so good. God is so good. He's so good. God is so good. He's so good. He's so good.
Believed our report.
Amen.
To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Hallelujah.
To every person who came for prayer today, you testified that you believe the report.
Amen.
That's what you've done.
That's right.
You believe the report.
Hallelujah.
And I believe the report.
Amen.
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever since. It's so wonderful. You know, I just love that. I just wish Brother Tom could have gone on.
Amen.
And the atmosphere could just get deeper and deeper.
Amen.
Because all things are possible, friends, to
that's
those
right.
that believe. And faith is something you have to appropriate. Amen. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
And that's the wonderful thing about it. So we really do thank the Lord for what we've heard, and we thank the Lord for what he's done and what he's still doing, friends. What a
Amen.
Wonderful thing that it is.
Amen.
And as we were saying at the house meetings last week, he is the shepherd.
Amen.
We are his sheep.
Yes.
All we've got to do, we just keep following him.
Amen.
And everything that we need, the shepherd brings us to that. He'll bring us to those pastures. He'll bring us to the still waters.
Hallelujah.
He is the one that has gathered us together. Let our great shepherd keep leading us to the fullness
Amen.
Of the pastures Amen. That he has for us. That is our desire in this. Let's sing one more song there, Brother George. Let's all come to a time of worship before we dismiss. Just to say thank you very much to Brother Tom for coming down, to all the saints who have come down. What a wonderful, wonderful thing it is to hear such testimonies. And may the Lord, in his simplicity, just continue to lead us to the fullness of what he's brought us together for.
Amen.
I enter holies of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you. To honor I am.
Lord, I worship you.
Lord, I worship you.
Lord, we worship you.
Lord, I worship you.
Lord, we worship you.
Lord, I worship you.
Let's worship him. Hallelujah.
Oh, I worship. Savior. Oh, your name is holy. Your name is holy. Oh, your name is holy, God. Oh, your name is holy. Oh, your name is holy. Your name is holy. Oh, your name is holy, God. Oh, I enter.
Thank you, Father, for all that you do. We thank you for this day that you've given unto us, that we can come once again. Just, Father, to sit at your feet and just to meditate on your goodness. And, Father, for your people that have responded upon this day. For, Father, we believe the good report. Father, the good things that you've done for us, even as our brother was speaking today, even in our midst, Father, the mercy that you've had upon us down through these years. The things you've allowed us to see, the things you've allowed us to experience. But Father, how we desire to go on, even as the song says, deeper into the most holy place.
Amen.
How we long, Lord, just to lay ourselves, as our brother preached last weekend, just as a living sacrifice, just Father, to lay our all, our strength, Father, our time, every talent and every ability that we've given, you've given unto us, how we would desire as we'd go into this year. Just to make a complete consecration of all that we are.
Amen.
And even this place, Father, Lord, your people that have been gathered by your name in this day, that, Father, you would bring us just to a complete consecration, Lord. And, Father, let the same Holy Ghost that would call out sin, that, Father, would discern sicknesses,
Amen.
Lord, that would uncover the thoughts of the heart, let the same Holy Ghost continue, Father,
Hallelujah.
Lord, to lead us and guide us, Lord, would be our desire. Father, Lord, just according unto your will is our petition. Father, thank you for Brother Tom. Thank you for his ministry. Father, may you continue to lead him in the decisions that he makes. Father, you know the needs that he has. You know the desires that he has. Father, guide his footsteps. Father, may you be the one that guides and directs him to the places that you would have him to go. And Father, may your hand continually be upon him. And may you continue, Father, to lead him and to guide him. And to use him for your glory.
Amen.
We thank you for him, Lord. Thank you for his family. Bless
Hallelujah.
Them as well. We pray for his congregation. Father, we pray for the sheep of the flock that you've gathered under his ministry, that you would have mercy and lead and guide them. And Father, help all of us, Lord, in this little island, we'd pray in this year to go forward, Father, to go on in the things of your kingdom. Father, we acknowledge thee upon this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, your kindness. Father, to them that don't know you in this place, I'm asking of you, Lord, that even as we go from this place, may you continue to speak unto their souls. Speak through the voice of testimony. Speak through the voice of your word. Speak through the voice of your spirit. And may you bring them in as our design. Any other request, any other need, we consecrate and commit into your hands. Give us traveling mercies as we go. The saints going back up north this afternoon. Father, you watch over them. You keep them safe is our desire. and Brother Tom's service this evening. May you bless them as they gather.
Hallelujah.
May you have mercy upon them, Father, Amen. Is our petition. And Father, we just want you to have the preeminence. We just want every program, every thought, Father, to be your program. Just let your will be done.
Amen.
As we do, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. It's just a couple of announcements. Just as you dismiss anybody who's a member of this church by supporting this church with your time, with your resources, whatever you have, it's time for voting for offices once again. So to those who didn't get the slips at the house meetings, Brother Wilmore has a little voting slip. If everybody wouldn't mind just taking one, pray over it, return it, and please bring it back for us next weekend. On the back of it as well, it's got a little place that if you would like to contribute in some sort of a way to Sunday school, to music ministry, to anything like that, little place on the back. If you have some talents or abilities that you would desire to use, please write them on the back. You may have a hidden talent, maybe you're a little bit shy, you don't know how to get involved in something. It's wonderful to be involved in the things of the Lord. It's wonderful to use what God has given you for His service. That is a real blessed life. Eternal life is life spent for others. So we just give you an opportunity for that. Just to say, the house meeting from Thursday, which you couldn't have last week, we're having it on this Tuesday at Brother Ryan, Brother Chestlin's place, Brother Selby. We're having it at their place. We'll be meeting at their house on Tuesday, normal prayer meeting on Wednesday. Let's sing one more song just to speed the brothers on their way, and may the Lord bless them as they would go.
Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna,
oh, Hallelujah,
Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna,
Hallelujah,
Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna.